Good morning. It's the 4th of April. And it's 9:25. I've got some news. I've got a date for training with my dog. 16th of June. I think it's a Labrador Retriever cross. It's smaller than Luke, my last dog. Don't know its name yet. It's up in Forfar at the moment. Forfar. Being trained. So, what's going to happen is, they'll bring the dog to me on the Thursday and I'll keep it for the weekend. We asked Joe yesterday, the rehab worker, is that alright? I mean, the dog won't have a few walks for a couple of days. She says, nah, it's fine. It's just to bond with the dog. I'll let it out for the toilet. That's all, really. Not to walk it or that. But on the 16th, that's when the training will start. And I like the way they've done it this time, guide dogs. This is a better team, the Hamilton team. A lot easier this time. I mean, they don't want to give me too much at once. Too much to think about, like when I'm doing my route for college, they want to break it down. Instead of doing it all together, I'll go to see if they can qualify it on just walking to Blair Hill Station rather than go to Blair Hill Station, get the train to Coatdyke Station and then walking from Coatdyke Station through the park and over to the college. I said that would be too much. I said that's enough in itself. Walking to Blair Hill Station. That's my nearest train station from my house. So I look forward to meeting the dog. I had a call from Guide Dogs as well on Tuesday saying that they're looking for it now. That's what David told me. Jen commented on your status. That's what David told me. He's the guide dog mobility instructor. But I don't think it's him that'll be training me. It's Debbie, another guide dog mobility instructor. And then Joe, the rehab worker, was out yesterday. But she won't tell me too much yet. Not yet. I think the dog's golden. I think it is. So look forward to that. I was telling people yesterday. But I can't say too much just yet. Did anyone hear about the news in South America? La Serena, South America, Chile. It was an earthquake on Tuesday night, 8.2. It's the mine where my dad is. Dad was there, but he wasn't working at the time, luckily. It was 9:15 their time. Which was It's 11:45, midnight. Our time, they're 3 hours behind us. But he was in the hotel at the time. Not in the mine. Not in the mine. But all the same, they asked him to get out and put him up in the mountains and the hills because they were afraid of a tsunami. But I think it's all right now. Well, he's all right, my dad. Stayed in the mountains till it got all clear to go back down. I've got to go to the hospital later on today for a scan. Ultrasound. No, I'm not pregnant. It's not that. I've never had one of these before. An ultrasound. So I didn't know what to. I don't know what to expect. Appointment's at, I think it's 20 minutes to 2 this afternoon. So, see how that goes. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Jen commented on your status. Close.